5 WMFO. Yo, man, that is nasty.
I love it.
That's a bad remix. I don't think I've heard that version. I don't think Urban Style did that. That's nasty, man. That is outstanding. I like the flow, man.
Completely changed the song, but I like the flow of the show, man.
You got it going, man, tonight.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yo, big shouts. Shout out to my man Michael Dobler. Man, haven't seen him in a long time. What's up, Mike? And a shout out to Michelle, who's watching in Australia.
Australia?
Yo,
wow.
Man, hey, man, we got folks watching Australia.
That's, I think,
down
the
under.
Furthest we've ever had. That's outstanding.
That's a long way.
Glad to have you.
Glad to have you. What's up, mate? Ah, shout out to Lucy doing her thing. Shout out to Kathy. What's up, babe? James liked that. He liked that that song that Red Peters, Holy, You Know What, It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's actually...
Yeah, yeah. That's sad.
That is funny.
You're laying it up a little bit. You know, laying it up a little bit. Hey, so I know, you know, I hate to put a damper on this, but, you know, we got to talk about this whole... Out in Arkansas.
Yeah, so, it's just a disgusting...
I mean, you know, and it's always some, you know, it's always some kind of bullshit. Don't worry, I can say that, because between 10 and 4, it's called safe harbor hours.
Right, right.
So you can say, you know, you can say just about every, you know, but you can't say the F word, and you can't say...
I can't say nothing then if I can't say...
You can't say that, no. And you can't say the word that begins with T that describes a woman's breasts.
No,
you can't say that.
Right.
You can't say that either.
Right.
Or the C word that describes a woman's other thing. You can't say that either. But like you could say, like,
it's a truly sad state of affairs. It's just,
yes, in Arkansas. So this whole his name's Gary Holmes.
Yep.
He is an African American gentleman. I wouldn't call him a gentleman. I call him a POS,
right.
Which is a piece of shit.
Right.
And he's at the stoplight with the grandmother and her grandson, 3-year-old grandson.
Apparently, who took too long.
She took too long. Well, according to him, she took too long to stop. Like, he gets out of his car, walks up to the car. She had a Dodge Durango.
Yep.
And just open fire.
Right.
So the woman drives off. You know, she's scared. You know, she doesn't know anything. She drives off about a half a mile down the road to her location. And she goes, you know, stops to get out, to let the kid out the back seat. Then, you know,
call 911, I think she was.
Yeah, she did.
Too,
she called 911, yep, because, you know, the child had expired in the back seat. Now, let me ask you a question.
3 years old, man.
He's 3 years old. But let me ask you a question. If you were going to do something like that, I mean, obviously this person's not in this right frame of mind, obviously, because what do you think about the consequences? Like, if I get out of my car and shoot somebody, more than likely, one or two things are going to happen. I'm either going to get shot or I'm going to jail.
Well, right, exactly. I was just going to say.
You know what I mean? So there's no, either way, it's a lose-lose situation. I mean, they don't think, I mean, it's crazy out here.
No, they have no...
You got to be...
No regard for human life.
No regard at all.
Why would you think about the consequences when you have no regard for human life?
They just don't.
You know,
especially at this time of year. You know what I mean? At this time of year, you think that, you know, people would be...
That's horrifying. It's over that, overtaking
too long at a stoplight.
From the stop sign.
And a three-year-old boy lost his life.
It's disgusting.
It is. It's crazy. I just want to speak about that because I just want to bring people your awareness about the world that we live in today. It's very, very crazy out here, people. Watch your children. Watch your children constantly and keep an eye on them at all times to take care of them. Because the world we live in today, you never know, man. You never know.
Right.
You know, you never know.
Right.
You know, so, you know what I just went through, putting my sister-in-law away, you never know.
Right.
You know, so the people that are with you now, make sure you tell them you love them, man, because you never know when you're going to see them again. That's all I'm going to say about that. But
yep.
the whole of the week is Gary Holmes in Arkansas. I hope he rot in prison.
He gets it for the year, the next 10 years.
He can get a broomstick up you know what.
Right.
All right, that's it for that. All right, 11:06, halfway through.
Yep.
You're listening to The Time Teller with my man, Old School Steve. My name's Chase Carson. We do this every Friday night between the hours of 10 and 12 midnight. We're bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dancing back in the day. We call it grown folk music. My man Steve comes around about once a month and programs the middle hour music, and I get to sit back and just listen to some great music. And I'm loving it, man.
Thank you.
And I'm loving it. And hanging out with my peeps down here on Facebook Live on Christmas. Thank you very much. Scott, check it in. What's up, Scott? Man, we got all kinds of people just checking in tonight. That's great. That's great.
Excellent, man.
Great. 2 days before Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Let's keep it going. What we got, brother?
All right. This is City High.
Oh, who's is that by that song? What's that song called? It's a camel about a candy, right?
Caramel.
That's it. That's it. All right. 91.5 Time Teller with
Chase Carson.
My man.
Yeah. No front and no guessing. City High. Caramel collected.
But it's not the same. No, I ain't into big names, but I like nice things. I watch boxing matches and the football games. I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls cause they talk too much. I enjoy quiet nights at home. The girl I'm next to you, though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you. Anywhere I go, I'm spotted. And anything I want, I got it. 5'5" with brown eyes. Smile.
Spend the night popping Chris in the hot tub. See, I ain't never seen no girl like you. Every sexy little thing you do. 5'5" brown eyes with your thick thighs. Every time I see your smile, got me hypnotized.
Remix, mix, 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 mix.
EVE is how a thoroughbred's supposed to be. Hate the thirsty type, can't even get close to me. That's why I got my own stack, daddy, how it's supposed to be. I ain't about the game playing and gift chasing. All that front and daddy, please, we both big facing. All the things I want, I got. Forget me not, just from my stance. Why you staring at me, got you hot. Not too many, shit is like a one of a kind. I mean, even the position like us, you just a dime. Not impressed by your crisp popping. Cause if you what I like, end of the night, we gon' be lip locking. But only if I choose to. I don't fall in love easily. Give you the blues, boo. I had you sitting round misty eye. Caramel, get them all the time. Hot bitch, the city high.
City high, we mix here. It's a track, not the joint. I'm going to go to the hospital.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any game.
Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
Yeah. voices in my mind, hoping someday I would find the perfect one and I could share. And then that day you walked inside, and no longer could I hide my love. I had to take you there.
Sailing on a cruise at night,
sailing on a cruise at night,
into the ocean under moonlight.
Yeah, yeah. Never enough to bring you closer to me. Tricking money was no thing. The simple pleasure that you bring my way takes me back to the day we were
sailing on a cruise at night,
sailing on a cruise at night,
into the ocean.
There we are. All right. Just came on quick, man. I'm sorry. I thought we had more time than that. Is my hat making noise? Is that
yes.
Bad? All right. Okay.
Yes.
All right. There we are. All right. Listening to the time teller with Chase Carson, 91.5. Very professional hat. Very professional show. Christmas show.
Rather festive hat, I might add.
Thank you very much. Is that sound? Or is it every time I move, it's making. All right.
I keep looking for a reindeer up on the roof or something, but it's not. It's too early. For
yeah, me. I think he's gonna pass me. Did you see, he wrote me a note on Facebook. He said he's seen some of my instant messages, and I'm not getting squat.
Right. I saw that Dear Santa one you posted.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, another thing I want to get to. You know what? Let's do the Humphrey Report. We'll do the Humphrey Report after the next couple songs. Let's get a couple more songs in.
Okay.
And then we'll do the Humphrey Report before we do the jazz interlude.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, what we got next?
This is today.
Oh, that's my jam. Which one?
Why are you getting funky on me?
Oh, man.
Because I like it.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, man.
I know.
You played it. That's the wrong one. Actually, that was my fault, ladies and gentlemen. This is the song we wanted right here. This one there. This one. That's the one, right?
That is it.
You know, Gene.
Where we at?
1.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Get some.
Is it a real get some. That she's getting
funky on me? Friday night, baby.
Woo. Man, look, listen. I'm the B by the G. Let's do it.
WMFO, that is the jam, man.
I love that song.
Oh, man, please.
It's outstanding, isn't it?
That's one of the ones you want to just let play all the way to the end, you know?
Absolutely.
Let the end get on and everything.
Absolutely.
The bell you hear, ladies and gentlemen, in the background is my hat. My hat on. I'm wearing my Christmas hat. This is a special edition Christmas show with Chase Carson and Time Tunnel, hanging out with my man, Old School Steve, just having a blast up in here. The last hour, you brought it, baby.
Thank you, man.
The last
appreciate
hour
that.
Of music was being brought to you by my man, Old School Steve, who comes in every week. Man, you know, this drives me crazy. Hold on. Let me just turn this off. Because the bell's driving me crazy, man. Let me turn that off. All right, hold on. All right, comes in every once a month and throws down and brings in some jams, and he did it again this week, man.
Absolutely.
He did it again this week.
I
mean, I'm telling you, man.
Look forward to it.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate that.
Are you going to stick around for the rest of the show?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll head over to the garage, grab a slice or something.
Yep.
You got some time tonight?
Yep.
All right, cool. You working tomorrow, by the way?
Nope, off for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, we could be in the garage for a while then.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Be in trouble, though.
All right, man. Hey, there could be some trouble. Hey, man, thank you very much, Steve.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It, man. Thank you for coming over. Yeah, you can shake my hand. Yeah, you can touch me.
Kindness.
All right, let go, man. Let go.
All right, man.
once again, you're not getting paid for this. I just want to let you know that.
I know.
All right, so we're not paying. We don't pay people here.
It ain't right, though.
Sorry, I don't know what to take, man. All right, what are we going to wrap it up with, man?
This is when you got to pull your honey close for this one.
Uh-oh.
This is one-on-one.
Oh, the Hall & Oates? Hall & Oates. Oh, like that.
Pretty song.
Thanks for hanging out with me, man. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
91.5. WMFO and Hall & Oates and one-on-one. The last hour of music has been brought to you by my man, Old School Steve, who comes in once a month, and dazzles me with his old school knowledge and brings in some music, and I just get to sit back and check it out and enjoy myself, and that's exactly what I did tonight. All right, before we get to the jazz jam of the Friday night's jazz interlude tonight, first of all, I'm going to send a shout out to my man, Ed Buechner, who took tonight off. He's out celebrating Christmas with his lovely wife, and took the night off from here, and once again, I thank you for the card and the message for Christmas. I appreciate that, brother. So, before we get to the jazz interlude, the Humphrey Report for this Friday. So, Humphrey just came back, and like I told you the last time when he went to the groomer, he went and got groomed today. Steve, you might want to listen to this one. I'm turning your mic up because you're still hanging out. You want to listen to this. So, you didn't see him because you didn't come by the house. I picked you up. So, anyway, he went to the groomer today, and I went with him.
Yeah.
Because the last time, you know, he came back and the last time he came back and he didn't look, you know, he was all puffy and he had a bow on. He was, you know, he's like that, you know, she put a bow on me, you know, I was all puffy, you know, he was out in the backyard, you know, I guess some of the guys were out there talking and he said, "Dad, I don't want to come back looking like that again."
Talking
so
trash.
Yeah. So I went with him this morning.
Right.
So I said to him, I said, "Listen," I said, "you know, some of the guys were talking about him."
And,
all right, knock that off. Knock it off.
That's enough of it.
That's enough. Who keeps doing that?
I don't know.
So he said, you know, he was concerned that you know, some of his friends thought he was a little feminine.
Right.
So I said, just don't cut too much back on his face because, you know, I like to see his eyes.
Right.
Because I like no size. So I said, you know, but, you know, just don't cut any more down. Don't shave him.
Let him keep the Fu Manchu going.
Right. Because he was like, you know, can I keep my burns?
That's manly, though.
Right. You want his burns. Said, "Dad, can I keep my burns?" I was like, "Yeah, keep his side burns. Of course he keeps his
side burns. You know, cut, you know, lamb chops on the side."
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So he went, you know, so I squared away, you know, so everything's good. So I went back home, took a nap. So I got up and I go downstairs. She had called early. So we picked him up. I came downstairs and, he's at the bottom of the stairs, you know, and he's got that look on his face.
I am not gay.
All right. He's like, "Dad, she took a little bit more off the side than I wanted." And, I mean, it looked fine.
Right.
But he was complaining because he thought that the guys were going to think that he, you know, was you know, a little bit.
Well, it was, you know, the peer pressure and all that. You know what I mean? It's
I don't know what to tell the poor bastard. I told him he looked good. But
I haven't seen him yet, but I'm sure he'll.
Yeah, you'll see him tomorrow.
I'll try to.
You'll see him tomorrow. He's all
tomorrow.
Puffy.
You know,
he's all puffed out.
Right, because he's.
But
all,
he doesn't look that way. He's not. He doesn't look that. But he's concerned about it.
I
but,
am
you know,
not.
I know.
Gay.
Okay, all right. That's enough.
You know,
all right,
he's going to go out and roll around in the dirt.
He's old. By the time I get home, we'll be nothing anyway. All right. All right. So that's the Humphrey Report. He's all puffed up and puffed up. Tomorrow we'll have him company over. He's got a tie. Did you see the tie?
I saw his tie.
He's got his tie on. So he's all. You know, he's all sharp.
Is that a Windsor knot?
That is a Windsor knot.
Nice.
That is a Windsor knot. So he's going to have his tie tomorrow, and he's all sharp and he's look good. So no damage. Just no damage. We did have an accident. Little Ross will get him all wound up in the living room, and he dropped a little spill there on the rug. But we haven't had any accidents with him at all. He's been very good.
That's good.
All right.
He's a smart dog.
Very smart dog. All right, that's the Humphrey Report for this Friday. We'll see you again next Friday night for the Humphrey Report. No damaged shoes, nothing like that. Just a thing about he's concerned about his appearance.
And
all right, and that's about it. All right. This week's Jazz Interlude is being brought to you by my man Joe Sample of remember Joe Sample? He was around with he used to be with the Crusaders, keyboard player, passed away a little while
ago.
Oh
yes.
Great, outstanding musician.
Right.
Yep. So this is one of my favorite Joe Sample songs. It's off of the Joe Sample Strike 3 album, and this song's Strike 2 on the Time Tunnel Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford in Boston. This is bad, man. Turn this up. 91.5 WMFO. And thus concludes your jazz interlude for this Friday night. Joe Sample of the Crusaders and Strike 2. Man, that's a bad jam, man. I like that. I like that stuff. Steve, you gotta bring stuff. Every once in a while, you gotta bring, you know, you gotta bring the stuff, man. You gotta bring the old stuff, the new stuff, mix it up, you know what I mean? That's what we gotta do. All right, that's 11:42, which is a little bit late. We're about 12 minutes late, which drops us into our last half hour. We call it the jam half hour. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ah!
Last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I'm
91.5 WMFO in the Whispers, and I can make it better for you. And I can make it better for you every Friday night between hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight, where we bring you the best of classic soul, the R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night, and you can only get it right here between hours of 10 and 12 midnight at WMFO. There's my bell. Great Christmas show. Steve, man, I had a blast, man.
I had a fantastic time.
Every time you come on here, we have a blast. But this is a great Christmas show. Hanging out with my peeps down here. Todd, thank you, man, for hanging out. Christina, Nikki, all bunch of people, man. They do this every week, man.
Hey,
now,
man, we forgot the most important shout out.
Santa.
Santa's in the house.
Santa's in the house, too. I forgot about it. Santa's in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to Santa Claus. Love you, brother.
Great show, man. Great show. Great time. We're going to wrap the show up and head south right on the other side of this. Boom!
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Words. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, from all of us here at WMFO staff and myself and my man,
Old School Steve,
we wish you and your family a very, very happy Merry Christmas. Please be aware and please be on vigil of what's going on around us. I'll tell you, we live in dangerous times, so please take care of yourself and your family. All right? Steve, thanks again, man.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
I'm starving, man. Nobody's bringing us any food down here. Let's grab a couple slices and head to the garage.
Merry Christmas
to all. Have a cold one. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And to all a good night.
And to all a good night. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
All right, so until next Friday night, God willing, dance like nobody's watching, work like you do not need the money, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, man. All
right. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
Good night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. What to do?